Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with the lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show for Thursday, February 20th, 2014. We are live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com, and of course, we are live here on the radio, 12.04 to 1, each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Intelligent Voice. As usual, a very jam-packed hour. We're going to launch a new segment. We're calling it, the working title is The Showdown, featuring two very outspoken people from complete opposite ends of the political spectrum. Then 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with Fletcher McCusker, CEO and creator of Symphonia Healthcare. And then 45 minutes past the hour, our Superstars of Science series presented by the UA College of Science. We do launch the new segment called The Showdown on the Buckmaster Show, featuring two gentlemen who have yet to find an issue they agree on. I mean, they do agree on something. They agreed to get together here in studio with me. So that's one thing they do agree on. Seated to my right, Sean McCluskey, Tea Party and Republican Party activist. And to my left, David Morales. I can call you a leftist, can't I?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. David Morales is creator of the infamous Three Sonorans blog site. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Excellent.
Doing well, thank you.
This is going to be fun, and I want to talk about poverty and the way you guys would approach dealing with the getting people out of the poverty situation here in Tucson, and what prompted this title for the show was your Facebook kind of going back and forth about how to get out of poverty. Sean, you say it's pretty simple, isn't it?
Well, it's not. I mean, it's never going to be simple, but I think the answer is a reasonable solution, and it's get off your backside and go get a second job.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first thing.
You said a third job.
Yeah, well, you know, and I took that from one of my investors. I have a lady who owns three houses here in Tucson. She makes $169,000 a year as a microbiologist in California, and she works three jobs.
David, now, when you hear that, what about working three jobs just to get out of poverty?
Well, I mean, what's the purpose of life? Is it to work, you know, three jobs all your life? And, you know, one thing is, why is there this epidemic of poverty taking place today? I mean, why is it that in the past you could work one job, put your kids through college and everything? Granted, it was a union job. I know you find those evil, but, you know, it seemed to work. And
I find them unnecessary.
Well, I mean, they work though. Now you can't afford, you know, now you have to have two or three jobs. Now, you know, your kids can't go to college. Now you don't have health care or you lose your job and you know, you're in trouble. So, I mean, I think my vision is you look at this not at the micro level, but the macro level. Okay. So there's a finite amount of resources out there. Okay. So let's think of it as like a pie graph, like a circle or something, right? And this is all the wealth that's in this country. If you want to get out of poverty, you have to get some of that pie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, if you look at that circle today, the amount of wealth in this country, you have 400 individuals that own more than 50% or 155 million Americans. And the thing is, they are going to continue to get richer and richer and richer because of the way the system is set up. The way the system is set up is, you know, exponential growth. You have money, you invest it, you make more money.
Some would call that, David, the scarcity theory.
It is, but however, also, take my business, for example. I started my company in the height of the real estate recession in 2007. I'm Rincon Ventures, and we do property management and real estate in Tucson. But I started my company in 2007. The market was falling around us. I mean, home prices fell 50%, and I started my company. And everybody said I was crazy because I wouldn't survive. But I had the initiative and I had the gumption to get off my fanny and take it upon myself and go make something of myself. You work for Pima Community College. Mm-hmm. You chose a very safe industry to work in. You have a set salary. You have a set number of days a year you're going to work. You have a set number of days of vacation. I threw everything and risk and put it all on the line and said, I'm going to go start my own company. Why? Because at the time I was working for a company, Jim Click Automotive, and I loved what I did. But I still took that leap and left. in the height of the real estate recession and made it work.
Were you making a good living with Jim Click?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was making more than I was when I started my company. Well, that's for sure.
I mean, I think the problem with what you're saying is it works for individuals, and they're always going to have these, you know, anecdotal evidence about how I did it and how someone I know did it. But it doesn't work for the whole country. You can't have 155 million people all of a sudden going to work because there's not that many jobs. And then now they're taking money from you. I mean, it's a finite resource. For them to make money means they're taking money from somewhere else. So you benefit from the fact that
there's a void in the industry that I filled. How did I benefit? I went out there and I earned it.
You earned what?
I filled a void, mm-hmm. and of the millions of dollars that are out there, there was some left over for the taking, and I stuck my hand out and took it.
I know, but the topic here is how to end poverty in this country, and so what you're saying is how I end poverty for myself, and you know, like I said, everyone could do it individually, but that's not a solution for the entire country, because there's not enough jobs for everyone. You know, there's not enough money. Well, there is enough money. But it's trapped up in 400 people who have more than half of the money.
Okay, I started my own company, and I hired, at the time I had three people, my two business partners and myself. That was it. Then we expanded. And I didn't take a raise. I hired an employee. Then we expanded again. I didn't take a raise again. I hired another employee. Now, the best part about this is the supply chain side of it is I use different trades. To be exact, I use six different companies on a daily basis. Those companies all had numerous employees when I first started. The carpet company, Carpet Police, out of Oro Valley. They had three people. They now have 13. J&A Maintenance had three people. They now have 15.
David, he's talking about job creation here.
No, well, what I'm saying is nothing that he said here could I apply to end poverty in this country.
Absolutely, you could.
No. You could end poverty for a few people. But you cannot end it because there's not enough resources to go around for everyone.
So it can't be done for everyone.
Well, the thing is, I mean, in my opinion, it can't be because it's all locked up. It's become stagnant. Half of our wealth in the hands of 400 people in this country. And they're going to continue to get richer. And that means there's going to be less money for us all to share or to work at. And so, yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Sean. Like, you can work as hard as you want, okay? And, you know, maybe you can make $100,000, maybe $200,000, whatever. You're never going to be a billionaire, no matter how hard you work.
I don't want to be a billionaire.
I know, but you're never going to, unlike Donald Trump. You're never going to be like his daughter.
It's interesting you bring up Donald Trump because there is a history with Sean McCluskey.
Yeah, and Donald, I met Donald right after he lost everything, mm-hmm. and he was rebuilding it. And he borrowed money to get back to his billions. So the fact that you say that I can't be a billionaire,
well, because where did he make his money?
In real estate.
No, where did he make his money originally?
Oh, he got it from his dad, and then he lost it all.
That's the thing.
But then he lost it all. But you said that it always goes back to the billionaires or the people who have all the wealth. He lost it all. He lost everything, and the banks took a chance on him because he once upon a time knew what he was doing, and they said, okay, you had it, and you lost it. We'll finance you and see if you can do it again. And he did.
Okay, and now can I go to the bank and get a $1 billion loan?
Prove them if you have the business plan, they'll lend you the money.
Well, his business plan was failure, right? It fell apart.
The
thing is,
the
system is not made for me and you. You are not going to be a billionaire ever. You know, most of these richest people, the top 1%, like the majority of them got their money from inheritance.
Sure, but not their parents had to make it somehow.
Yeah, but they didn't. They didn't work a day in their lives.
The
and
kids
they'll continue,
I agree with
they'll continue
you.
To get richer and richer.
All right, this is the showdown. Sean McCluskey is here and David Morales and David Rose. This is why I pay Rose the big bucks. She corrected me about infamous three Sonorans, and Rose just put up the definition of infamous. I stand corrected. Infamous implies could be bad quality, technically. But I want to say drop the infamous.
The famous.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, drop infamous and famous. Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Richard would like to join in the conversation. Go ahead, Richard.
Bill?
Hi, Richard. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The inequality conversation in our country, I find the dishonest. Nobody is mentioning the fact that our jobs have been shipped to China since Bill Clinton, the Democrat, signed NAFTA. Now we've got Barack Obama, a Democrat, wanting to sell out another trade agreement. Of course, George Bush did CAFTA, and no telling what else he did to us. But, I mean, this whole conversation is disingenuous. Until we overturn NAFTA and CAFTA and bring our jobs back home, we are a dishonest nation. You know, we have given away the greatest economy in the world to China, to Vietnam, to Mexico, to all these places. And until we do something about that, we'll never come back.
All right. So Richard says we're giving it away, guys.
I mean, actually, I agree. I mean, I think NAFTA was one of the biggest dangerous things that have happened recently. And that's actually, I mean, if you look at the immigration issue, that's actually what sparked the immigration issue that we have today was, you know, you have, you know, American companies going in and you know, buying out all the farmers and stuff. And then, along with Operation, the border keeper, gatekeeper, and, you know, just all these farmers that were self-sufficient in Mexico all of a sudden lost their farms thanks to, you know, big agri corporations. So now they had to come and work over here. But the thing I would disagree with Richard is, you know, they're not, you know, if you shut off NAFTA and stuff, who's still going to pick the lettuce? I mean, who's going to work the fields? I mean, you know, they've done over and over again, they've had opportunities for Americans to go work in the fields. And they've said, you know, we'll pay you, like, you know, come take these jobs. They're for Americans first. And I think they had like three people in a whole year that took these jobs.
Sean McCluskey.
Well, as a nation, we get lazier and lazier. And I grew up in Chicago, and I work 7 days a week. I moved out here to Tucson, and it's hard to find people to work. It really is. So, you know, it's as a generational gap, I would say, you know, in the 40s and 50s, we were a hardworking nation. 60s and 70s, we started to slack off a little bit. The 80s came, the 90s, and now we are a nation of everybody wins. Everybody gets a trophy. So
there's a lot of talk, Sean and David, about more jobs, but Sean, I'm hearing you say that there are jobs out there, and people just aren't don't want to work.
Oh yeah, there's a job right now in Tucson. A buddy of mine, one of our trades, he's looking
for a
qualified garage technician.
Okay,
and he'll train them. As long as you have a few tools, they'll make it work, and they make decent money.
Okay, if anybody's listening who is
a garage door technician, or if you are a general handyman and you have a little bit of mechanical smarts about you, give me a call, 440-0947. I'll hook you up with Chris.
And you'll get a job.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's great. I said, but, you know, the original question here was, how do you end poverty
in
America?
Right. That is our original question.
And so, like, you know, these are great. Okay, you'll hook up a friend, you'll hook up yourself, and maybe your kids will be hooked up because you'll show them the tricks of the trade. But, I mean, this is a systemic problem that goes all across America. You have schools that are failing. You have people that, you know, the number one cause of bankruptcy is lack of health care, you know.
No, it's lack of education.
Lack of education is
yes, sir. We'll talk about this after the break. I'll bring it up.
And yeah, we do have to take a break. Thank you, Sean. We're going to hear now from the people who support the Buckmaster Show. So we will take the break at 12:17. This is our inaugural launch of the Showdown. It's going to be a monthly feature here with Sean and David. And we'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back. It is the Showdown. Sean McCluskey and David Morales. David Morales of the Three Sonorans blog, and Sean McCluskey, a well-known Republican activist. We've got a full board of calls. You guys are really lighting it up in very little time, so I'm going to ask the callers to make it real brief to get involved with the conversation. David, you are up first. Go ahead, David.
Yes. I don't oppose raising the minimum wage, but that may backfire and cause people to lose jobs. But I was suggesting that what our government could do is to give tax breaks to corporations in order, if they were willing to bring jobs back home that they farmed out overseas. And then, of course, the government would get less revenue from these certain corporations, but it would be made up for the fact that we have more jobs in this country.
Okay, your question, you want to, let's hear what our guys say about raising the minimum wage. David Morales?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
All for it?
Absolutely against it. It's going to cost jobs. But if you want to do the tax incentives, it brings jobs back, and then it creates more spending in society.
All right, up next, Mr. Frank Antonori himself. Oh. Frank, how are you?
Hey, Bill, doing good. And Mr. Morales hasn't said it, but I know what he's advocating because I'm familiar with him. And the wealth distribution model doesn't work. It's never worked. The only thing that works is incentive and payoff for hard work. I left home with $20 in my pocket in a suitcase, and I may not be a billionaire, but I'm coming up on that seven-figure number in net worth here pretty fast. The only reason is because I busted my rear end, and I learned how to be smart with my money. And instead of teaching Reconquista and twisted history lessons in TUSD and other public schools, maybe you should be teaching kids financial literacy. Because Einstein said the most powerful force in the universe is compounding interest.
Okay.
If you know how to invest your money, that works in your favor. If you go into debt, it works against you.
All right.
And poverty results from people making stupid decisions many times, and that's what we should be focusing on.
Frank Antonori. Now here's David Morales.
Well, I mean, I'm not advocating what you might be thinking of, like the government going in and taking money away from the rich people. What I'm saying is the government needs to go stop giving money to them. And, you know, all these, like, you know, when the Bush gave the tax cuts to the, you know, back in, what, 2002 or something, you know, the Waltons, you know, the people that own the
Sam's Club.
You know, they got more in tax refunds than the million employees that worked there. They don't need that money. Like, if they just don't need an extra $1 billion. At that point, it's just, you know, ego and power and stuff. So that's what I'm talking about is this type of...
The corruption, the favoritism, the payoff for the people that donate to your campaigns. I'm wholeheartedly with you on that.
What Frank said was actually very important. He says about, you know, compound the forces of, you know, exponential growth. That's one of the problems. So, you know, when you play Texas Hold'em, there comes a point where when you make enough money, you're going to win. Because you can always, you know, pay to see
you can bully.
And you're just going to win. But the thing is, you play a new game the next day. The problem with our system is you don't play a new game the next day. The people who make all the money and who monopolize and who, like, and this is the power law of mathematics, where you always have something that rises to the top, Google or something like that, Facebook. You're never going to be able to get that money back in the system.
No,
but David, isn't there enough for everybody?
Absolutely there is.
Okay, Sean says
but
there
here, this is what
that's
you're missing.
That's what Frank was saying,
yeah,
too.
Frank went out and joined the Army.
Yeah.
How many people that don't join the Army, they just decided they're going to make poor decisions. They live in the ghetto. They smoke. They drink. They eat, you know, all the bad things. And they spend money inappropriately. The thing that bugged me the most about living on the South Side is the convenience store was 2 blocks from the damn Fry's. And people would walk into the convenience store. They'd buy a $4 gallon of milk instead of going to Fry's to get it at $2.12. They'd get a cappuccino. They'd spend $25. I'd spend 99 cents.
That was the South Side of Chicago.
No, South Side of Tucson.
Oh, you're talking about
South Side of Tucson. I lived across the street from Sunnyside High School.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Irvington and Campbell.
We have another caller. Adriana is up next on the Buckmaster Show on our showdown. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree with Frank Antonori as far as what's being taught. One of the largest things is it started off with unions. Unions have, they no longer stand for what they stood for. They hold the people who pay their dues really as hostages because they're having to pay their dues, and their dues are spent on, you know, trying to continue to keep people in a poverty state.
All right.
So to me, the teachers' union is they've become a political machine.
David Morales,
are
you
really work?
Thank you, Adriana. David Morales, unions still relevant?
I think it's sad that their power's being taken away from them because they're needed more than ever right now. And you can just look at, I mean, just look at the standard of living. I mean, Republicans, their answer is work more jobs. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is there's enough money there. The corporate heads, the stockholders, do not need that much money. You know, McDonald's can pay its employees more. You know, you don't need that much money. And that's the problem is, you know, we all want to be rich and then super rich. And then there's nothing left.
You want to raise the minimum wage and you want to know what's going to happen to your McDonald's worker.
What happens?
You've already seen it happen in your Fry's store. You've seen it happen. What happened to the gas station attendant? He got replaced by a little kiosk. You swipe your card. You punch a bunch of buttons. You put in your Fry's card. You get a discount.
The bell used to ring and someone used to show up.
And come up and pump your gas and wipe your windows. What happened to the grocery store attendant? Now you go to the self-service line. What's going to happen? Look, Google it. You're really good at the Google. I know you are. But if you go on Google and you look and you see what they're doing in the Eastern European countries and in the EU altogether, McDonald's is going to a little kiosk. You walk up, you punch, I want a Big Mac, no pickles. I want extra sauce. I want a fries. I want a Coke. Boom, $6.75. It spits out of a window. Guess what? You just lost your $11 an hour job.
Mm. Well, I mean, the problem with what you're saying is you have these nice stories, but there's no data to back it up.
It's true. It's on the
internet. It's not true. I mean,
you
don't raise the minimum wage
right
and then all of a sudden McDonald's is like, that's never happened, you know, and everything that you're saying is great.
It's
stories.
Never happened. The gas station attendant no longer
have
exists.
They raised the minimum tax?
Exist. It had happened.
Okay, but we're talking about McDonald's. Have they ever... No. Raised the minimum wage before, and then McDonald's, like, there was no more employees.
It is happening, though, at restaurants. That is, Sean is on to something. This is a trend. This, you get a menu, and you don't have a server that actually comes to your table.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to go all...
Yeah, but that's not tied to the minimum wage at all.
Oh, yes, it will be.
No, it's tied to a lot of other things. It's just tied to you know, factories don't want to pay health care to their employees. I mean, they don't want to deal with the humanity of the labor issue. And that's the problem. Like, for example, okay, your job, how much do they have to pay for your health care?
Health care is not provided by my company because I'm too small to provide it.
And so they don't have that burden of paying you health care like these other companies do.
And McDonald's pays every one of their employees health care? I doubt it.
That's the problem with this whole system is it. None of the benefits go to the workers, to the poor. It all goes to the top, who don't need the money.
All right. Very interesting conversation on the Showdown. Sean McCluskey and David Morales will do it next month. There's going to be a monthly feature called The Showdown on Buckmaster as we continue on this Thursday edition. Thanks.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Check out the fantastic savings during the February Valentine's Day sale at the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com, or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our CEO interview series presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, offering comprehensive approaches to programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within our region. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in Southern Arizona, representing over 10,000 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. For more information, visit TRIO, that's TREOAZ.org. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show in studio, Fletcher McCusker, a member of TRIO's Chairman Circle, and Fletcher is CEO of Symphonia Healthcare Corporation. Previously, he was founder and CEO of Providence Service Corporation, a longtime advocate of downtown Tucson. Fletcher is also the chairman of the Rio Nuevo Governing Board. Fletcher, good to see you.
Bill, happy rodeo day.
Yeah, it's rodeo day, and I left the boots at home, but the spirit is still there.
Me too, yeah.
You wear, as I mentioned in that intro, several hats, but today I want to zero in, Fletcher McCusker, on healthcare, your role as chair of TRIO's Blueprint Healthcare Committee. What's this committee all about, and what are you hoping that will come out of it?
I think about 7 years ago, TRIO drafted a blueprint for economic development for Tucson. They're updating that. We hope a new draft will be ready here in the next few weeks. In the old blueprint, Bill, you might be surprised to know that there was virtually no mention of healthcare as an economic driver.
So hard to believe.
They asked me to chair the healthcare subcommittee. It actually includes the CEOs of all the major healthcare systems. So it's the first time we've really seen this kind of collaboration, TMC, Carondelet, UA Health Network, Northwest. A number of us are collaborating on our vision for the future of healthcare in this region, and it's been an inspiring project.
Well, you're bringing a bunch of people together in the healthcare industry, but Fletcher, it's a huge industry that, I mean, it's a big job employer.
It's a huge employer. If you think of cities like Seattle or Houston, they're known to be healthcare destinations. We think we have the resources, Bill, for Tucson to be on that kind of map. You know, given our history with wellness and the spas that have developed here, and you know, innovations around integrated medicine. The biggest piece, I think, has been lacking is this kind of collaboration, moving toward a common agenda, access to health care, all these kind of things we're going to address as a system when we publish the new blueprint.
Well, when you met with these folks and you sat down putting this committee together, what are some of the things that jump out right away, Fletcher McCusker, about some common goals that really can be accomplished right away?
One's the meeting itself. You know, there's never been a time, and I've been in Tucson in healthcare for 40 years, where the CEOs of the major healthcare systems met regularly.
Why was that? Just maybe
I think
was a feeling
competitive.
It was competitive.
And, you know, it was cutthroat to a large extent, you know, with systems competing for patients, you know, advertising against one another and really competing for you know, the marketplace. And you've got a lot of new energy, new blood in town. There's been a lot of turnover of CEOs, and they're clearly collaborative. We actually just finished an ad campaign where we all pooled our advertising dollars, and instead of promoting each one of our systems, we promoted access to healthcare, which rises everybody. And, you know, I think we're going to see more of those kind of projects come out of this committee.
And it's a whole new ball game, as you well know, and as you started with Symphonia Healthcare. It's a whole new ball game, the healthcare scene, with the Affordable Healthcare Act. Everything's changed. How does this committee now fit into that piece?
Well, the numbers are staggering. You know, it's 65 million people nationwide are going to have insurance that never before have had insurance. You know, in Pima County, you know, 17% of our population, Bill, has been uninsured. So you're going to have huge new enrollment. And where are they going to go? You know, you're seeing urgent care pop up around town. You know,
the pharmacies are doing the mini clinics.
Yeah, so the whole system is trying to innovate. Yeah. To basically, because of this new enrollment and just the pure numbers of people that are going to enter the system. We also can't do it the way we used to do it. You're going to have to focus on wellness and prevention. You can't provide, you know, inpatient services to this, you know, this kind of population. So it's forcing innovation. It's forcing collaboration.
Now, there's an important deadline coming up, correct, Fletcher? It's March 31st as far as the open enrollment period?
Yes, that's correct. You have to be enrolled by then. There's a lot of work going on to try and reach out to people to educate them about the new system. The website, healthcare.gov, is actually working today. It's, you know, so if you need to get information, it's easy.
After a very rocky start,
it was
to say
tough.
The least.
You know, they it basically shut more people out of the system than it enrolled when it first started. But all that's working today, and that's probably the most important message we can communicate today, is if you do not have insurance today, there are ways for you to do that online or with a navigator, in person, or by telephone to make sure you're insured.
Tell me about this, then, the Healthcare I Can Afford campaign.
It was a collaborative effort of every system. We actually shared the costs of it. As we met together for the first few times, we immediately identified access to care and education about the new law as really lacking in our region. So we pooled our advertising dollars, ran a really neat campaign to basically encourage people to find out and enroll, and it's been very successful.
Tell me a little bit about, give an update here. We've talked about Symphonia in the past, haven't had you on in a couple of months. How is the launch going? I mean, where are you right now with the Symphonia Healthcare?
We're a year old, and we serve 5 million patients. 5 million patients.
Wow. Already?
Yes, yeah. In a year.
Yeah, and again, for those that have not heard of what the concept is, what are you doing?
We're a virtual healthcare system. We don't own any institutions or hospitals or nursing facilities. We've chosen to provide our services in the patients' homes. And the thing we have the biggest demand on today is medication management, helping people work through their medications, the variety of their prescriptions. And that's really where most of the volume of our business is coming from today.
Why was that part of the healthcare scene overlooked? It seems like such a natural thing. Someone's ill, they would rather be at home than in a hospital.
Well, I think historically the system's been driven by out-of-home providers, big hospitals. And, you know, the economics were, Bill, that you had to have somebody's butt in a bed to make it work. And, you know, the capacity of inpatient beds is flattened out. And there's a huge number of new enrollees. So hospital systems are having to become creative about how to outreach to this population. So its focus is on things that prevent you from being hospitalized. The leading cause of hospital readmissions today is medication error. You know, you've taken the wrong medication. You took it at the wrong time. You took too much or too little. You mixed it up with something that you weren't supposed to be mixing it with. And, you know, an ambulance picks you up and transports you back to the ER. So I think all of us today are focused more on the front end of the system. There's going to be plenty of room in the hospital beds, and our job now is going to be to try and create outreach, access, and educational kind of programs.
Fletcher McCusker is with us, the CEO and creator of the Symphonia Healthcare. It's a new organization that's already off to a very big start here. Rose, are we ready? Yes. Call for Fletcher. Ingrid, you are on the Buckmaster Show live line. You're with Fletcher McCusker. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCusker. I'd like to ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. When you write out checks to the entities you do business with, are those entities contractors or are they employees of yours?
All of our staff are full-time employees. We've chosen the staff model as opposed to the contractor model. We like the permanency with that better, and the turnover is obviously lower. So we like the model we use, where all of our staff are full-time.
Is there, getting back to the blueprint, the TRIO Blueprint Healthcare Committee, is there room here for some real growth in economic development in the healthcare field?
Absolutely. We are currently ranked 140th as a city in America by Gallup's Healthy Cities Survey. Obviously, that's not too hard to improve on. You know, we would like to be the number one city in America, but any advancement we can make is going to create economic drivers. People that travel from Sonora, from other parts of the country, to see healthcare here. That's, you know, Houston enjoys that, Seattle enjoys that, Scottsdale enjoys that kind of tourism. So healthcare tourism is important to us, tied in with the wellness environment that we already enjoy. And, of course, that creates jobs. And ultimately, our economic growth is going to have to come from job creation.
Ingrid had a follow-up question, Fletcher, and it basically is, does your staff then go into the home and actually provide the service? You might want to articulate that a little bit in some more detail.
Absolutely. In fact, that's all that Symphonia does, is travel to our clients' homes to provide any manner of care. It's prescriptive. It's directed by a physician, but all of it is delivered in your or my home. And that's really a new model, Bill, for healthcare innovation. You know, we can provide anything except for probably emergency care in the comfort of your own home.
And the medication management is huge, because Dr. Woosley, as you know, who does a segment here on our show called Your Meds, he says the average person over 65, Fletcher, takes anywhere from 8 to 10 different medications a day.
Right.
Hard to believe.
They probably don't know what they are.
Yeah,
you know, they take the blue pill at 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Then they get mixed up. You know, going back to that figure, I had not heard that we were ranked 140th in the healthcare area. That really needs to be improved on.
Yeah,
that's the first time I've heard that number.
It's going to take a system-wide collaboration. It's going to take government involvement. The mayor has a Healthy Tucson initiative. We're working with the mayor's office. The Pima County does. So I think if we can ultimately collaborate, Bill, all of these systems, all these independent initiatives, you know, Tucson should be in the top 10. There's no reason we can't be in the top 10.
Fletcher McCusker, Symphonia Healthcare. What's your website? SymphoniaHealthcare.org.
.com.
.com, right. And I think I can remember the number, 333. All threes?
And zero.
Oh,
333-0.
Right.
333.
There you go. Yeah. Well, once you hear that with all the threes, it's pretty hard. I knew there were a lot of threes in there. Fletcher, thank you very much for taking part in our CEO interview series that we do monthly here, presented by TRIO. Folks can find out more about TRIO, TREO. It's trioaz.org. Fletcher, thanks. Have a great day.
Bill, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company and an official partner of the Tucson Festival of Books, one of the best events in the country. Here's someone to tell you more.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team, one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with. It's amazing how they can set up the entire U of A mall with tents, tables, and chairs everywhere in such a short period of time. It's impressive how Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Thanks a lot, Bruce, and to everyone associated with this literary extravaganza. Be sure to mark your calendar for the 6th Annual Tucson Festival of Books, March 15th and 16th on the beautiful U of A campus. And be sure to visit Arizona Party Rental on Speedway west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. Biosphere 2, open daily, north of Tucson, America's science city.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by UA College of Science, with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students, the UA College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty and disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. Find out more at cos.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. And joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Kevin Bonine, Director of Education and Outreach at UA Biosphere 2. Dr. Bonine, also teaches in the UA Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology and School of Natural Resources. Kevin, good to see you.
Thank you so much.
A lot going on up at Biosphere 2, the Discovery Nights. What do you have planned in March?
So we're going to repeat the Discovery Nights that we launched last fall, very successful in October. And we're going to do three Saturday nights in March. We're going to do March 1st, March 8th, and March 29th. The two middle dates we're not going to do because of conflicts with U of A Spring Break and with the Tucson Festival of Books.
For folks that don't know about Discovery Nights, what is it?
So what we do is we stay open late. We allow people the opportunity to come and visit Biosphere 2 at night. It's fantastic, lit up, sort of a jewel in the desert.
Boy, and then you can just imagine, you know, with all that glass and then the light under it, very impressive.
It really is beautiful.
From miles around, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And we have activities that are family-friendly, outreach-type things with reptiles and different groups coming different nights.
So much going on. You remodeled the Ocean Gallery.
That's right. So on the 8th, that is when we are going to have the grand opening of our remodeled Ocean Gallery downstairs with the big windows that look into the Biosphere 2 ocean. And in conjunction with that, we are opening a new exhibit, Return to the Sea of Cortez, which highlights a group of folks that went down almost 10 years ago, retracing the steps of Steinbeck and Ricketts in 1940, surveying the Gulf.
Yeah, that was one of those landmark expeditions, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right. And a great book came out of it.
The grand opening also of a photo exhibit about the rainforest.
That's right. So on the 1st of March, we are having an opening of a fantastic photo exhibit that is of researchers working in the Amazon rainforest. So these are climate change researchers. The PI is Scott Seleska from Ecology and Evolutionary Biology, and his partners, Joost van Haren, and other folks in the College of Education. And these photos depict researchers both at work and at play. The idea being that let's make these people real to the public. Let's introduce the public to the research that's going on. It's hard to access research in the Amazon or in the Arctic because it's so far away. But those are the most critical places to understand how climate change is going to affect us.
And Discovery Nights, what are your hours for the Discovery Nights?
So the Discovery Nights, basically what we do is we stay open from 4 to 8 p.m., so immediately after our normal daytime hours.
And then Earth Month will be with us very quickly. That will be in April.
That's right. So in April, what we do is we highlight the fact that Earth Day is in April, and we have expanded activities each weekend day during April. This year, what we're going to do, one of the things we're going to do is have special mini tours in depth into the different biomes of Biosphere 2. So into the rainforest, down on the ocean beach, etc. So we're excited to show off some of those assets that people don't usually get a chance to see.
Folks who haven't been to Biosphere 2 in a while will certainly see a lot of changes, won't they?
That's right. We're continually trying to make improvements, make changes, give people both more educational opportunities when they come out and also give them a reason to come back out.
And give them a whole total kind of invite. It's a totally different environment. It's something that I think is really unique as far in this country of attractions.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's mind-blowing when you're out there. You know, it sort of gets you thinking broadly and inspirationally about, you know, what's possible on Earth, what's possible in space. How do we understand or replicate some of the most important functions that our ecosystem provides for us? It's a great opportunity to teach people about science.
And for our Facebook friends, and we have quite a following on the Buckmaster Show now, over 3,100 friends, I strongly recommend Biosphere 2 on Facebook.
That's right. We have a very strong Facebook presence as well, and
I've
lots
been
of
noticing
great postings.
That, and it's almost every day there's like a new posting, very informative stuff. Want to talk about education, the Science Academy this summer, and also an internship program.
That's right. So we're continually trying to leverage the resources and the expertise that we have out at Biosphere 2, and we also have the residential capacity to host groups out there. And so this summer, we're going to have a Science Academy, a residential week for middle school students in July, followed by a residential week for high school students, getting them involved in the research, working with the researchers, learning science, doing science. We'll also include a trip to campus down in Tucson to the U of A to highlight some of the resources there. But we're very excited. We have about 37 folks signed up for the 40 slots for the first week and almost 30 folks signed up for our second high school week.
And then the internships, who will be available for that or who will be eligible?
So the internship program is a broad program to bring folks out, get involved in the research and even other activities that we do at Biosphere 2. We are partnering with the Honors College at the university and with the Office of Veterans Affairs and have internship programs going with each of them. And those students are coming out and doing research this semester and next semester. We also have international students coming and living for several weeks to several months on site at Biosphere 2 and doing research with our faculty and with our collaborators around the country and around the world.
U of A is quickly becoming one of the top environmental science areas in the country, and I think having Biosphere 2 in the portfolio, Kevin, really helps.
I think that's definitely true. And Biosphere 2 and the College of Science have partnered quite effectively with Institute of the Environment, which is a group on campus that has pulled together folks who do environmental research or environmental outreach across disciplines. And we're really excited to be able to offer that to people.
Kevin Bonine, thank you very much. Where can folks get more information?
So the best place is b2science.org, our website, b2science.org, and then there's a number of links to all the various programs, including the Science Academy in the summer, including descriptions of Discovery Nights, again, March 1st, 8th, and 29th. And the 29th actually is a sci-fi movie showing with a discussion panel following with U of A experts and ASU experts.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bonine, for being with us. We'll see you at Biosphere 2. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson, to Silver City, historic Silver City, one of America's top, actually named one of the top 100 arts communities. Find out more on their website, southwestnewmexico.org, for the fine listing of places to stay. Also, this portion of the show is brought to you by Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team specialize in interior painting, drywall repair. They do great carpentry, insurance restoration. Give them a call at 520-390-2247 or on the web at Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com. Our thanks to Culligan Water, supplying all of our in-studio guests with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan Water. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. We wish you a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.